4, CPA Mobile.
4RJN, I hate to ask, but where are you mobiling to?
Sir? KN4VWA. Headlock on this frequency. I'm actually leaving the task court.
What a shocker.
Well, I just got a new external speaker in, and I'm going to see what it sounds like on my new 991A. It's an MFJ speaker, external speaker.
Looks like you need to turn something down in there or something. You can almost hear some feedback.
Yeah, I had the microphone sitting beside the radio, and the cooling fan came on the radio.
That's a lot better.
Hey, we still on for Thursday? I think when we head out, it's going to be kind of cool, baby. Going to be, you know, maybe between 60 and 65, according to the forecast.
I can bring a jacket, and then I can always put it in one of the hard bags if it gets warm enough where I don't need it.
I had kind of planned on doing the same thing. A lot of guys just don't like to ride anything below 60 degrees.
I've got a suit that'll keep me warm. It says down to 40, but I believe it would do better than that. And I can't remember the gentleman's name. Go ahead. You gave your call right after mine. We're not trying to leave you out of the conversation here.
Jan, name's John. I'd go riding with you if I had a bike, but I haven't replaced the last one yet.
Get that, John.
Mentioned it before. About this time last year, as a matter of fact, an idiot pulled out in front of me and I hit the road and put myself and my wife in the hospital for a few days.
Mentioning that.
I've thought a few times about getting another bike, but I just haven't gotten to that point yet.
Gone down on a motorcycle. I went through the windshield of a moped and I got road rash on my right arm and my left arm and shoulder.
I think a moped would go that fast.
My uncle's moped, and I was looking down at it for some reason, and I was in a real sharp curve, and there was a car parked in the curve, and I didn't see it. I looked up, and I was like right on it, and so I didn't have enough room to lean to the left and get around it, so I had to go to the right and go down in a ditch. And when I did, it flipped and threw me through the windshield, but. My left side stayed on the road enough to, they had to pick gravel out of my left shoulder for about 45 minutes.
Ouch.
Anesthesia, that made me mad.
Yeah, I enjoyed the tender mercies of Spartanburg Regional for about 3 days. Had 3 broken ribs and some serious road rash. My wife was there for about 6 days. She had pretty good gash in her leg and her arm. Had to get a skin graft and had to do surgery on her leg to get necrotic tissue out of there and some of the asphalt and the other crap. So, yeah, it's not fun. Not fun.
How does this radio sound?
Fox.
Yeah, it sounds kind of muffled.
How about now?
Lid off the box.
I got my microphone gain up just a little bit too high. Well, I'll try that again, and I'll say the rain in Spain falls mainly in the plain, and I'll give you 5 seconds of dead key, see if I got any background. Good. So did you wind up victorious, Dave?
See, we won. They won the first one. We aced them on the second. What do you call it? Anyway, it was 6-0 on the second one, and then and they beat us on in the third one, 6-4. So or 6-3, I can't remember. 6-3, I think. So it was an interesting match. I had some good serves, some good aces.
2 out of 3 sets.
We just won one set.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, my speaker sounds fantabulous. And I just wanted to give it a try. Hey, I'll be in touch with you sometime tomorrow or tomorrow evening. What have you got on your schedule, Dave?
I don't have anything.
Well, I'll try to call you on this frequency, and then we'll solidify for Thursday. How's that sound?
That'll work.
Deal. Hey, John, the way it looks out there right now, from what I can see, things are not shaping up for observation for tonight.
Just out a minute ago, and that cloud cover's rolling in.
I don't know what's behind it. I may go to my radar and see what the cloud cover says there. But, you know, it's supposed to rain at about 11 or 12, so, you know, it's not looking too good. But, anyhow, if it does come through here and disturbs us all, Dave will keep track of it and report to us on Wednesday. So, listen, I'll let you guys go, and you can fill David in on what we're talking about. I got to get in the house and make sure my better half doesn't do a war dance on my noggin. So, I'll see you guys later. 73's KN4BWA. I'll be clear. Y'all carry on.
Talk to you tomorrow. Have a good night. 73's KB4CPA.
KN4RJN. Yeah, Dave, we were... he called me about an asteroid that's supposed to pass semi-close to Earth, and it's a big thing, and it's actually supposed to be visible in the sky around 9:30 or so, but cloud cover's rolling in, and it's a fur piece out there, so I don't think we're going to see anything.
A few clouds coming in from the east, more or less. Anyway, well, I'm sitting in the driveway. I'm getting ready to pull in the garage here, John, so I'm going to say 73's and hate to jump out of here on you, but I'm gonna spend a few minutes with the wife and then hit the sack. So you have a good evening, and we will talk to you later. And let's see, KN4RJN, this is KB4CBA.
Have a good evening. KN4RJN clear.